Hey everyone, it's Ray from the Teach Better team, and you're listening to an audio blog called Reflecting on Teach Better 19, written by Jeff Gargis on teachbetter.com. I've been seeing all these posts reflecting on the Teach Better conference, hashtag TeachBetter19. They've been so enjoyable to read. They have reminded me again and again of what we were able to create. It's allowed me to go back in my mind and relive the moment I stood on stage with Ray and welcomed everyone. Honestly, these posts, tweets, podcast reflections, they've all allowed me to actually go back in the moments where I was full of stress and anxiety and actually see the power in them and have fun in those moments. That might sound weird since we're now over a week past the conference, but the truth is I wasn't really able to enjoy the conference like I wish I could have. Quote, just got to get past lunch. Just got to make sure we can pull that off. That's what I kept telling people. Why? Well, because I legitimately was concerned that A, I would not have enough food for everyone, and B, we would not be able to effectively deliver the food to everyone. I was worried all week about lots of things, much more than just lunch. Then we arrived Thursday to set up, and we quickly realized that we did not have enough chairs. We scrambled, running around the venue, finding any and every chair that we could find in order to attempt to put enough in the main ballroom so everyone, or at least most, could have a chair. We still had folks on the floor and standing along all the walls, fighting the voices in my head. We had prepared well, and we had communicated like crazy to all of our speakers. But now everyone was getting into town. Everyone was in the networking event, connecting and hanging out. They were so excited for these things to start. It was finally here. We were all together and it was going to be epic. You didn't plan well enough, Jeff. You didn't think through everything. You sold too many tickets. You bit off more than you could chew. You've set us all up for failure. This most likely is going to fall apart. Your speakers are going to feel like they wasted their time and money. Everyone's going to know you didn't plan for enough chairs. People are going to be upset about sitting on the floor. Everyone's going to know you messed up. You're not a teacher. How dare you think you could close out an event for teachers? You're going to fail. You're going to fail. You're going to fail. Yep, that's where my mind was. That's what the negative voices in my head were saying. Over and over and over. In fact, Thursday night, I was so anxious, I could not sleep. I had a cold washcloth on my head all night, and around 3 a.m., I seriously, almost asked my wife to take me to the ER because I couldn't breathe. I've always been pretty good about hiding my insecurities, putting on a confident face and acting like I was always cool, calm, and collected, like I know what I'm doing. But I've always struggled with anxiety, with the lack of confidence, and with depression. And I've always had the tendency to try and take everything and carry it on my shoulders, even when I have an amazing team and support system. I've gotten better over the years, but an event like this, now that brings it out full force. You would think selling out the first Teach Better conference would take away all those insecurities, but it didn't. Well, until it did. The moment for me. It was Saturday night. There were about 30 so of us still in town, and we were out for the final networking event for this conference. I was leaning against a pool table, talking with someone. They looked at me and said, "You've got to be proud, man. Do you realize what you've done?" Yeah, it went pretty well. No, do not do that. Don't downplay this. This did not go well. This went way better than well. You just ruined all other conferences for these people. This feeling, this atmosphere, this experience, this is now what those other conferences need to live up to. And honestly, I don't think they can. Wow. That was the moment for me. the moment where I finally allowed myself to sit back and think about what we were able to create, what we created. Now we, as the Teach Better team, we, as an entire PLN, that includes you. Whether you were there or not, you helped create what occurred in this very small town over the course of the weekend. Hashtag TeachBetter19 was an amazing event. Friendships, partnerships, learning, growth. Educators from 23 states around the country came to Northeast Ohio to connect, to share, and to be better together for kids. Some people traveled for an entire day, taking multiple flights and car rides to get out there. Others reorganized childcare and days off work to make this trip. For some, attending conferences is a regular thing. For others, this was a first time ever. A few of our presenters speak all over the country. Others had never presented outside of their school internal meetings. We had best-selling authors, first-time authors, inspiring authors, national speakers, first-time speakers, 20-plus year veteran teachers, pre-service teachers, superintendents, instructional coaches, principals, consultants, tech specialists, and even high school students attend. We had sessions on technology, social-emotional learning, creating an authentic experience, engaging students, supporting staff, focusing on your growth, the GRID method, SBG, leadership, building relationships, and teaching like a pirate. We learned that kids deserve it, and we all need to open doors so that they can run through them. Then we learned how to cannonball in, and we learned we can always be the one for kids. We challenged ourselves to admit our failures. We stood up for our colleagues, and we talked about the hard stuff. Finally, we agreed not to let the weekend be a waste. We vowed to bring value to others, and we committed to hold ourselves accountable, to make change and be better for our students. We, the Teach Better team, did not do this. We did this. You did this. You are the reason this conference was a success. You are the reason all of this happened. You are what better is all about. And for that, we thank you. I appreciate you. Sincerely, Jeff Gargas. Jeff Gargas is the COO and co-founder of the Teach Better team. He's also the co-author of Teach Better. Prior to co-founding the Teach Better team, Jeff was the owner of ENI Multimedia, an online marketing firm where he worked with and for entrepreneurs, small businesses, and assisted them with web design, social media, content marketing, and brand awareness. Prior to all of this, Jeff was an adjunct professor at Kent State University and spent 10 plus years in the music industry. Thank you for listening to the audio blog on reflecting on Teach Better 19, written by Mr. Jeff Gargas.